before we start the podcast today, who do we have on the phone?
Hey, Miguel and Holly and Scotty the Buddy. How are you doing?
Hey, Jacob, we're good. Are you listening to us in the background?
Yes, I'm listening to you guys in the background. Talking to you guys on the Echo. Can you believe that I can actually do that?
That is sweet, Jacob, but you got to turn it down a little bit because we can hear all of that and it's a little distracting.
Hang on. Alexa, turn it off.
You got it, Alexa.
You tell Alexa what's up, Jacob.
I got it. So first off, Holly O'Connor, you did good sounding like Britney Spears last week.
Oh, boy.
100%.
Thank you, Jacob. I was doing my breathiest best.
And if you...
Miguel Fuller.
Yes?
I have to give you the buzzer on one of the songs. Come on, Miguel, do the buzzer.
The buzzer?
What do you mean?
Yep. Well, because you said Sky the Body did Oops, I Did It Again when he did the song Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. It wasn't that one.
Oh, I probably was going too fast and I forgot myself. You know what? That's fine.
It's okay.
This is why I'm the worst. This is why I shouldn't have my job. I should just go away.
No.
I should just be done.
No.
I mean, you basically just called me out.
It's okay. Jacob's just trying to keep us accountable.
I'm just fine. I'm just going to go away now, Jacob.
Just keep us accountable.
No. Miguel?
Yes?
Miguel Fuller. Come on, Miguel Fuller. You have to get these songs right, man.
You got
to
get them right, man.
That's true. Well,
and Scotty the Body, you did a good job at sounding like Chad Kroeger.
We thought so, too.
Well, he's not actually in the studio. He's about to run in right now. Oh, here we go. Real quick, we got Jacob two times before we start the podcast. He said you sound like Chad Kroeger at Headphone Karaoke.
That's good. That man's extremely famous. That's an honor.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how it should be saying.
Yep.
All right, Jacob, we got to go. But tell us, what podcast is everyone listening to?
They are listening to the Holly O'Connor podcast with Miguel Fuller, who didn't get the song right on Hot 1.5.
Okay, Jacob. I'll see
you guys next week.
Yes, welcome to my podcast, y'all.
Unscripted. Unshackled. Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Well, hello, we are back. Another podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yes, hello.
Holly.
Yep.
How are you doing?
Okay.
I mean, I'm good. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy going on?
I mean...
Sorry, I'm just getting adjusted.
It's a weird angle to look at you.
This is a weird angle?
Yeah.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. You look gigantic.
Oh, you say I look fat?
No, I knew you were going to take it like that. No!
I was going to take it?
Oh,
what are you
God,
saying?
Here's what how is we're happening? Starting it. Okay.
How are you?
Who, what, me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm in pain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your back hurts?
Yeah, I can't get comfortable, and so that's why I was like... Okay, I'm standing up for the podcast.
Did you buy one of those things for your butt?
Your butt.
It's like a cushion that you sit on to make a chair go better?
You know, I was going to talk about that on the show, and then I felt like such an old person.
Yeah.
That's
I got to buy something for my butt.
Yeah, I mean, I bought the same thing just now, so no. don't.
Well,
it's okay.
But then I thought about... is we all sit for a long time, and I don't care if you are young, old... Whatever it is, your body is not designed to sit for that long.
No, not at all.
And we sit for long periods of time, and I wish we had one of those, like, first world problems. But we have been to Universal Studios, and they have a broadcast center. And there, when we do the show from there, their console, where we all sit, raises up and down.
And you can push a button, and it just goes...
It's on these hydraulics. I mean, that's some money, honey.
Like, it just sucks because ain't nobody broadcasting from Universal anymore.
I know.
Bob doesn't even work there anymore. Neither does Jason.
And, you know, we talked a little bit about this on our broadcast show today, is I can feel the world is, like, right on the precipice of returning back to normal.
Oh, yeah.
And being open. And it's freaking me out a little bit because I can already feel the expectation for social engagements are starting back.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, here's this birthday party. And I'm like, I'm already tired. I'm already tired thinking about it. Because it's like, when do you have time to just, like, sit?
Well, you don't have to say yes to all of it. That's, like, the power to you. Like, this is the time to put your money where your mouth is. Like, if you don't want to do it, don't do it, unless it's really important for you. But at the same time, I don't know, it just kind of depends on how tired you are, and if something is worth going to, I think go. But, you know, it's just, we live a weird life where it's like, you're always tired. I don't know, that part just freaks me out. Like, I don't want to just be always tired, even though I always am tired. But I do want to go to social events.
Welcome to the rest of your
life. No, I will not do that. I will not be 90-year-old and be like, man, gotcha, God, bitch. I was so tired. Wish I would have done more. Like, no. But if you don't want to do a social interaction because it's like either like I don't want to be around that set of people or you know what, I'm just not feeling like being social because that happens. It's like, all right, let's see if you got, you know, what you've been talking about to yourself for the past year. Like, say no. And I think for the other person, it's like the other person needs to be okay with it. That's the bigger lesson here. It's like understand that we have boundaries. And really take that into account instead of being offended if somebody's like, you know, just not tonight. Instead of being like, well, why? Like, don't ask why. Let somebody just say no.
I don't understand those people because it's like, well, you know who gets triggered when you put your boundaries up? People that don't respect boundaries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you're like, well, you know what? I can't. I need to do. I already have plans. And by the way, I saw a great TikTok that was like, but what if I don't have plans?
That's okay.
And the person's like, but what would you want to do instead? Well, just sit on my couch. Guess what? That's your plans.
That's it.
I have plans to sit on my couch. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, like, if you say to someone, you know, I would love to, but I really can't. I'm not feeling it today or whatever, and they have an issue, then that's their problem to deal with. And maybe they need to spend some time looking at their own self and figure out, why am I so upset when someone's telling me what they need?
No, that makes sense.
It does, but it's hard. Especially when you grew up as a people pleaser.
And I feel like over the next few months or probably year, you know, people are going to be celebrating in a way that they're making up for it. Like I've already seen one invitation to someone's birthday and they're like, I turned 40 last year, but since I couldn't do it with anybody because it was like right when things changed. And so they're like, you know, because if you are new to the Tampa Bay area or if you're not from here, what's really weird is that the summer is actually like the off season here because it's so hot.
It's hot.
It's so hot.
It's like living in Hades.
Right. And so I saw somebody who said, I'm redoing my 40th this summer. I have an event space and I'm ready because it's cheaper and I can do it this time of year. And so we're redoing my 40s, but it's on a Tuesday. And I'm like,
oh, geez.
Well, did they ask other people if it was cool to do it on a Tuesday?
Of course not.
See, that's tough. See, like, you're putting yourself in a little corner, and I get it. Maybe that's the cheapest time, but
right.
Tuesday?
But then we're making up for not celebrating the bit. Like, I missed my 35th last year.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to do, probably not, because we got a lot of stuff to pay for.
Oh, so. I just feel like what? Who? Come on with birthdays. Fuck on with birthdays.
Well, what
about the big milestones, though? Like 30, 35, 40, 45? Like,
I think you should.
If you turned 22, you know, during the pandemic, then it's like, all right, we don't need to do a big let's redo 22. But if you turn 21, like last April.
Hell yeah.
I mean, or, you know, this time last year, I feel like you should be able to get a redo.
You know what? I'm going to say no.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because fuck your birthday.
Whoa, no. I'd see, this is where I go opposite. I like love birthdays now. I'm like,
my mouth is so big I could swallow the whole room.
Like, someone has to be the one person to say no. So you know what? Let me fall on this sword.
Okay.
And I honestly don't think fuck your birthday. I get it. Like, everyone.
Somebody's going to save that and play it on Twitter over and over again.
Fuck your birthday.
I know. Like, it's fine. I let me just be the, if there's a thing in radio, let me get a little bit behind the scenes with you. There's a thing in radio called a lightning rod character, where typically, like, one of the main people is not usually the lightning rod character, unless you want to piss everybody off and that is your character, whatever. Or you're just very confrontational and that may be you. But the lightning rod character comes in and, like, shakes things up and has a very probably unpopular opinion, a controversial opinion, and then it sparks a lot of debate. if we all sat around and were like, yes, everybody gets a pass on their birthday, that would be fine. And, you know, I don't really have anywhere. A huge problem with it, but also, like, it's a lot. It's just a lot to expect that other people are going to come out, spend a lot of money, put aside an entire thing just because you have a milestone birthday. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, it's not really that big of a deal to me, so I don't see it in that way. But I'm like it just feels like it's enough already. Like, well, why do other people have to put themselves the fuck out just because you were born?
Do you think because your birthday is January 1 and you kind of get the rod end of stick every time, because it's never Holly's birthday. It's New Year's Day. We're hungover.
Right.
What can we, you know, drag ourselves up to do from drinking the night before?
It really is. Like, people would be dragging. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't feel bitter about it. Like, I don't feel like this is coming from a place of bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's coming from a place of, like, exhaustion. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I'm just like, right.
I just want to get t-shirts that say, fuck your birthday.
Fuck your birthday.
Fuck your birthday.
You think, like, I think what it is, like, for me, it's, you know, throughout this past year, it's like just cutting the people that are kind of just like loose ends and expecting so much from, like, I guess if you have like your main circle and it's like, okay, I'm going to make time for my main circle, my 5 to my 10, like that range. But anyone else out there, like, that's where I feel like this is the time to be like, okay, you're number 16 on my list of, like, importance. Like, if you have a birthday on a Tuesday, I'm not going to go. Because, like, we're not even, like, really great friends. I just kind of know you. We talk when we see each other, but we don't really reach out. Like, for me, that's how I'm looking at it. Like, I will make time. And, like, for a birthday, like, mainly I think it's, like, you celebrate your life, however you want to go about that.
Right.
I don't think other people need to be expected to, like, wish you any
Maybe
wells.
Maybe that's it. The expectation. Because that's what just pissed me off. Like, if you want to celebrate your own birthday with your own loved ones and everyone's on board to do it, that's fine.
Yeah, but I don't think you need to invite the entire town if you, like, don't know them really that much. It's like, okay, then don't expect them to come if they're number 23.
But then what are you going to tell that person that they're your number 23rd?
Well, you could invite them, but I think you have to reevaluate, like, why are you inviting these people? Like I said, I just think about my own friend group. Like, yeah, I know a lot of people, but I haven't talked to you in a year, so why am I going to put my time out to, like, invite you? And then don't get offended if they don't come, because it's like, remember, they're number 23.
But see, this goes back to what Miguel's friend with, like, the event space.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's what triggered me.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Event space on a Tuesday with clearly dozens, possibly a lot of people 50 people.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that many.
I mean, because remember, I was supposed to do that for my 35th. The plan was to, like, I was already in talks by this time last year, right when the pandemic happened, of doing, because I did a 25th roast for my birthday. I was going to do the 35th 10 years later, and we were going to rent out the event space at Red Mesa on the rooftop.
To
do a roast. It was going to be an event. It was going to be a huge deal. Now that we've, you know, blown our wad for for the wedding there is zero monies in the budget for a Miguel redo of his 35th. The 35th redo will be the wedding. And so that's why I'm like, I understand it, because if we didn't have the wedding planned and Abe didn't propose, that would have been where some of our money for the year went.
But you could, I mean, again, this is up to your personal preference, but if I'd rather have, like, the people there, well, one, I want to do it on a Tuesday, but I would do it in a place that a lot of people could come, and I would just not have it at an event space. Like, why does it have to be that big of an event? Like, y'all, let's do a picnic at the beach Saturday. Y'all want to be there? I'll be there at 10. Like, and just come out. At least this way you'd put it out there. Everyone can make a Saturday if they want to, but Tuesday you're just, like, cutting off half your population of people that want
to
come.
And I guess you have to gauge how many close friends who are genuinely excited about, like, whatever it is that want to do it. Like, if you've got 30 close friends and they're like, yes, we are on board for this event space, then obviously do it. But I just feel like it's, are we doing it every year? Is this a yearly thing? Is it only for, like, one milestone birthday? Is it for every 2 years we're going to do this? Like, maybe it's just the expectation for what are we expected to do for your birthday? And does it feel good in my soul to do this?
Right.
I don't know.
Because I was thinking for my birthday this year, because, you know.
Oh. It's on the way.
Mine's the next one.
Okay.
Is something like really quaint, like just a brunch or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like I was thinking of doing something that was like not super expensive, but like an Outlander / Oprah / Harry Potter bar crawl in August.
Oh.
Right. I kind of wanted to be like,
you get to pick
like one of Miguel's favorite things.
Pick your theme.
You get to pick your theme, and it's going to be like all three of those.
That's
and then
fun.
We just like get to go down Grand Central or all the gay bars and the friendly bars. I mean, it's St. Pete, so everything feels like a gay bar.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
I love
right.
that.
We just get to like walk through with, you know, whatever it is that you do, since I'm not going to be able to do the whole roast event space type deal this time around.
But that makes more sense because you're taking an event that you would normally already do.
Right.
Like, you'd probably already go hit a couple bars, and now you're just throwing a theme on it, and that's okay. I feel like, okay.
It makes it kind of cohesive.
It makes it a little more spicy. Mm. Add a little costume. Like, okay, cool. We're going to do this anyway, but this way, we're just having a little more fun with it. Like, I think that's fine. You're not making a huge event out of it. Mm. Just doing the typical, but adding a little flavor.
Like, I don't mind that. That doesn't strike me as...
And you can leave whenever you want there. You kind of hit
and go.
Right. I guess you could do that in an event space, too. But I don't know. You kind of get trapped in there for a little bit when you're there.
I don't know. I just don't know. I can't really explain it.
Holly's like, I just know that I'm pissed. And fuck your birthday.
Yeah, fuck your birthday.
We need to add that to a t-shirt.
I think we do. I don't know. I'm just going to take on the mantle of the curmudgeon on this one. Mm. And it's not like I don't want to go celebrate your birthday, Miguel. Like, I do. But it sometimes feels like it gets to be too much as we're all grown-ass adults and we're all having events-based parties. It's like, what are we doing?
Right.
Maybe that's, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I may have other thoughts on it later. So
What exhausts you more, though, about the thought, Miguel? Is it the social interaction or is it because you're just tired? Like, because you're just talking about how you have all these events and you're already tired from it, but what...
Yeah,
what's the root of it? Is it because it's like such a social event or?
I think it's being on a schedule on the weekends again.
Mm.
Because our life, we've always described it as like a countdown clock. Like the moment my eyes open Sunday morning, I'm not like, ooh, let's enjoy Sunday. My first thought is, all right, it's Sunday. What's on the docket? I need to make sure that I'm done by this time so I can start to wind down my body, get ready for the week. Nice. And then after that, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's all about getting to bed at a time where your body's rested and you're healthy. You can wake up, do the thing that lets us do all these great things, do a job, you know, and then, or before the pandemic, on Fridays, I'd be like, ooh, okay, I get the afternoon to myself to get my hair cut, maybe a massage if I can squeeze it in. And then we got to go to the club appearance we have. But then I can't get too drunk because then I got to wake up Saturday and then I got to go do this car remote and do that for 2 hours. And then I got to see where Abe and the friends are and see if I can drop my car off at the house, then Uber downtown to meet them. But then can I take a drink with me? And so like, and then if we had an event on Sunday, like then it would just really fuck the weekend because everything, there was something scheduled. And so I've really enjoyed for the first time since 2007 when I graduated college, this is the first time in my adult life that I've been able to just enjoy my weekends.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to say, I want to put a caveat on that. If you're listening, and I wholeheartedly understand that there are some people that are like, well, Miguel, fuck you, because I don't make the money you make. I work every day of the week, and you work your ass off. And please know that I respect you, and I feel you. I've been there. I know what that grind is like. And so don't think for a second that I'm like, well, woe is me. Oh, my gosh. Feel bad for me. I'm just saying that as a human this year, it's been so nice to when we walk out of the studio on Friday and I'm like, huh, what am I going to do with myself for 3 days?
Yeah.
Well, Holy shit.
Because we did have the grind. Like, we were working 7 days a week for this particular job.
Right.
I'd started doing it in 2004 and it continued. I mean, it was starting to trickle off, like you said. Like, as we got older, like, it wasn't quite as busy on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing, like, you know, 3-4 events on a weekend when I first started. And so from 2004 until basically the pandemic, that was our life. Mm-hmm. Like, we did do, you know, 6-7 day work weeks in some capacity. So for us, you know, in this job, which I get it too, like, there's different types of jobs and there's different types of career paths and whatnot.
Right.
But just in our own experience, for the first time in our lives, to not work on a weekend was a little bit like you walked into like the Willy Wonka factory.
Right.
You were like, what is this thing? Free time?
Oh, my God.
Weird. It was weird, but also amazing.
It was. And so I think that's what not the social interactions, because I do miss seeing people. Like there are a couple friends I was texting with yesterday that, you know, even in like the couple months that, you know, I've been going out more, you know, since we've had COVID, but still using, you know, the social distancing and the mask and stuff. But there's still some friends that didn't have it, that yeah. haven't gone out, and they're like, hey, I'm getting my second vaccine next week, and so maybe sometime in like middle of May, can we all meet up? I'd love to see you and Abe and congratulate you on the wedding and whatnot. And so just scheduling and like looking at my calendar and seeing all of that, it's so funny. When I went to to yoga for the first time last week.
Namaste.
And the lady was helping me set up my app for the yoga place. And she was like, well, let's go ahead and just schedule your next time so I can sort of show you the process of how you find the class that you should be doing and you can book it. And so we were going through that. And then I pulled up my calendar on my phone. And then I was like clicking through the days to see what and when I could. And she was like, oh, well, I see you are a very like organized person. You have like everything to like a 30-minute increment scheduled out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's my life is always like chunks of time.
Boom, boom, yes. boom.
And yeah. so it's just I'm fearful to dive back into that world again on the weekends of, all right, when we walk out of here on Friday, I got to gear up for the next thing, which isn't the bad. I think it's just like before you do anything that is not your normal at the moment, it's always kind of scary of like, oh, what am I going to feel like going through that process again?
Yeah. Like literally I was stressed out getting ready to go out with y'all last Friday.
Mm.
That was legit the first time I have gone out. I mean, my person and I have gone out, but like we're around each other all the time.
Yeah. Right.
That's different. Like that's just what we normally did during the pandemic at the house at a restaurant.
Right.
Same thing. And so I had not really gone out. And mm-hmm. so I was like, what the hell is going to happen? And like you, I'm also regimented. Like on my calendar, like this made me laugh last night because my person will sometimes like sleep over my house during the week and it's whatever. I never sleep over where he's at during the week because I'm very structured in the morning. I only live a few, not far from work now, and he lives farther.
Yeah.
So, but for various reasons, on Thursday night, he's like, well, you could stay here. And I was like, let me look at my calendar. He's like, I'm sorry. Did you just see if you could pencil me in? And I was like,
you got penciled, bitch.
Yeah. I'm like, but I need to look and see what's going on those 2 days. If I have the mental capacity to go over your house, like, this is my person. And I looked and I'm like, it looks kind of free, but then it's just still, it's getting me out of my routine. So I don't know. It's going to be a little weird, but that's how structured I am too. Like you have a lot of stuff in your calendar and you have to pull up your phone and you have to look exactly like, what does it say? Is it a yellow event? Is it a blue event? Like what's going on with my things? I have to know what's happening at all times. So like when I have to add events on the weekend and then suddenly I'm like, but when do I just sit? I enjoy sitting, especially then every other weekend. Maya's at her dad's house, and I'm like, those are my weekends when I really just sit. What are we doing?
Well, and also keep in mind, too, Scott, because I'm thinking if I were Scott right now at 24 years old listening to the two of us say all this, I'd
cringe
be like,
about it.
Well, all right, fucking old biddies. Like, I'm going to get my... Because right now, everything for you, it's, like, new and it's exciting and
different.
It's different.
We're in a different life phase.
And it just hit me how probably old and curmudgeon we sound.
Yeah.
Because when I was, like, your age, I was like, girl, you could not keep me in the house when I live with Holly, honey. I was like... One time my mom called me and she was like, I'm worried about you because... Yeah. In Panama City, the bars didn't close till 4 a.m. So I would be at the station till like 4 or 5 in the afternoon on Fridays doing commercials and stuff, go home, get ready, meet out at Fridays in Panama City. We'd go there for happy hour. We'd go to Benji's house. Then we'd go to Splash Bar. We'd be out till 4 till they closed. Then we'd go to Corm's. And then I wouldn't. Remember Corm's?
Oh, shit. I forgot about Corm's.
It's like the local Waffle House in Panama City. And then I would get dropped off at Holly's house. At like
also your house.
My house, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I'd get up and do it all over again.
And I get it too, because like I started dating Chris like right pretty early on in Panama City, so it was different when you're in a couple. But when I was in Findlay and I was doing all that stuff on the weekends, like that was when my weekends were the most packed. The early parts of radio, your weekends are just freaking busy. Mm-hmm. But regardless of how busy I was, my plans were always like, well, what are we doing Friday night? What are we doing Saturday night? Like, which bar in Findlay are we going to? Am I going to have to drive to Ada to see this friend because she lives there, and we'll go to the Beagle, and I stay there that night? Like, the plans were always, like, I had my weekend plans, which I didn't at that time need to keep in my phone. I just remembered them. Ooh. What? It was just me, so I had an easier time remembering it. But, like, I had those other, like, work stuff. But then, like, the main thing was, when are we going to get drunk? Who are we going to try to hook up with?
Hey.
Like, is Kristen bringing her 5-alarm fire friend to that looks kind of like Jimi Hendrix? Not Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
Jim Morrison.
Okay. Oh.
He looked kind of like Jim Morrison.
It's very different.
It is very different, but it's still got that 70s vibe, whatever. So he looked like Jim Morrison, and we were like, oh, is he bringing a friend? Like, it was life. I don't feel that way anymore. I'm not sad about it. I'm just in a different phase of life, but I never thought I'd be here.
No.
There. Like, do you remember older people when they'd be like, oh, we're not going out? And I would just be like, good God. Like, God bless it. I am never getting to that point. I can't ever picture a time when I don't want to go out. That was how I felt for years, decade probably.
And I'm kind of like half there because I remember saying, like, I will never want to stop going out. I was like, I'm going to be one of those gays.
You explained to me in quite detail how you had modeled yourself after these gays that continue to go out in their 50s.
Mm-hmm. And like, but they don't go out anymore. Like, they're done. But I just don't want to do it as much.
Right.
I mean, like, Saturday night, we went to a friend's house to watch Mortal Kombat. And they had lots of libations. Then we came back to our house in St. Pete. And then some friends who were out texted me, and they were like, hey, we're at Enigma, won't you come out? And it was like 11:30, and Abe was like, if you want to go, you can go, but I'm going to bed. And I literally sat there for a good 30 minutes, and I'm like, should I? Should not? And I was like, you know what? Nothing's good is going to happen after midnight if I show up to a bar already drunk. Good is going to happen at that moment.
Time, what do you even want to happen?
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not single. Like, if I were single, I'd have been like, bitch, I'm already there. Uber is pointed from their house to downtown St. Pete.
Right.
But I'm like, you know what? Nope, nothing good will happen. Like, Scott, when you listen to this, are you like, bitch, y'all old?
No. Yeah, I mean, I go back and forth with it. I come from a place right now of just like, I live in fear of like dying right now and not being able to live it up. So like, that's where, you know, I go back and forth. Whenever I get invited now, I'm just in a constant like, yeah, I should probably do that. I should probably go. And not even a way of like, I feel like I'm forced to go just because I know, like, one day I'm going to be like, dang, I should have probably went instead of, like, sat in my bed a little bit.
Yeah, this is the time to do that.
Yeah.
Because in, like, 15 years from now, you're going to want to have the stories of when you went out and you never wanted to quit.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm trying to experience it now. And especially, and I even talk about this with just, like, you know, being single as well and just enjoying it all. And so one day when I'm with my, like, my person and I have all that, like, I don't have to think and be like, man, I wonder what it would be like to be out in the bar right now hooking up with a random person.
You don't want
to
have regrets.
No.
My person has regrets because he did not ever, like, do that type of fun.
Mm.
Then he got married real early, and then that really wasn't
Yeah, and
fun.
I hear that a lot, and I just, like, now that I have, like, a little bit of foresight, like, I've heard those stories, and I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and, like, just live it up now. Because I only know, like, obviously I'm going to get busier and more tired as life goes on, and then the next probably, you know, let's see, I'm 24. Probably in the next like 6-7 years, probably like start a family. Like then it's just gonna be like, all right, you're probably not gonna get out like barely ever to go see your boys hang out and do all that.
So that's why you have to do it now. Like,
and that's,
let's say you maybe start a family, like you get married and you start a family like around 30, 31, 32. Which is like 6-7 years from now.
Oh.
Once that once you become a family with a baby, like if you want to have babies, and if you don't, that's that's a whole other thing. Like one of my best friends got married last year, and they're like, nope, no kids for us. And I'm like, y'all do what you gotta do. That's absolutely fine. But Scott, if you want to have kids, once you do have those kids, whether they be from adoption or like you actually have them naturally or whatever, shit kind of stops.
Yeah, and so even then, like I don't, I don't know if it stops altogether.
But you're not doing it all day every. You're not doing it every weekend. And you're making plans a month from now.
Yeah, and like I'm not a really big one to really like it, but I just know now it's like I do have moments. Like even if I think back in college, like I was very serious with my studies and my career. That it's like even looking back, I was like, man, I probably should have done a little more. Probably could have enjoyed that time a little more because you don't get that time back. So I take that. Take it now, and I go forward with it. So, no, I don't think it's so. I think when I'm in that, in, you know, that next chapter of life, I'll probably be the same way where it's, I'll probably just have a smaller group, though, I'll continue to hang with. Like, that'll be my people.
Yeah.
Well, life sort of fits you. Like, life fits around you where you need to be. Like, I think about the times, like, freshman, sophomore, junior year, I did not drink. I did not go out. I was solely focused on getting through my schooling, doing my radio stuff, learning about the craft so I could do it. And then my senior year is when I met my gay friends that are still my friends today. And then that's when I was like, girl, C's get degrees. I quit my morning show on the college radio station after spring break a senior year because I was like, I'm about to live my ass fucking up for this next month. And I was like, I do not want any commitments. I am doing it the full time. That was exactly what Miguel Fuller needed, because if I would have been that way throughout all of college, I probably would not have finished, and I probably would have been in a ditch somewhere. Like, it's best that I got through the bulk of my school, but that's what I needed. So you'll figure it out as you start to, you know, or as you continue on throughout life.
Yeah, you do what, as long as you have a good head on your shoulders, you kind of do what feels right and is best for you in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I feel that now. And I'm just chasing the experience. Experience is just of what I have coming forward and going after more because I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So before we wrap things up, I want to do some housekeeping real quick for those of you that have made it through this far.
I feel like this was all over the place.
This podcast needs to be called F Your Birthday.
I'm going to make a note.
F Your Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
F Your Birthday.
Sorry. I love you.
We're going to get t-shirts made. So I want to have Stacy back on the medium.
Oh, I'm going to meet with her.
Yeah, oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, just because I was like, you know, I it's weird because I want to ask her questions too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted. I wanted to maybe have her do like a reading of me on air. And then I don't know if either of you feel comfortable with her doing that. But then I also wanted to open it up to at least one Platypus Posse member who we will set it up where when we record it, we'll have her on and you on, the Platypus Posse member.
Okay.
And she'll give you a reading. I think that would be interesting to hear. So the first person to reach out to me, email me, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. We'll set it up for either this coming Friday or next Monday.
Okay.
Okay? So just the first email I get, I'm going to say, cool, gotcha. We'll set it up. And then everyone else, I'll be like, here's her information. You can reach out to her. So
yeah, that works.
Whenever this gets published,
a specific, you said just email?
Just email me.
Like not through Instagram?
No, don't. Nope, because it'll get lost. Nope.
Miguel@hot1015tampabay.com.
And you can also send me an email there if you want some Miguel and Holly stickers.
Oh.
Scott, what's your social media?
@ScottTavlin, ScottTavlin.
Holly.
Radio Holly, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram.
And mine is Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. You can also watch Miguel and Holly Uncensored on the Miguel and Holly YouTube channel. Hey. And make sure that wherever you're listening or you listen on podcasts to give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review, please. It really helps. It really helps. Thank you so much.
Yee.
All right. We'll see you Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Uncensored.